True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
7 o'clock on the dot here on 96.5 The Fan. M-I-Z, baby. M-I-Z, baby. Z-O-U. How about them Tigers last night? Big win. Great game.
Going to open up the show with Rocky Top. Mm-mm. Up at halftime. Mm-mm.
Better have that joke M-I-Z again. Song ready to go, yeah. Dude. The disrespect.
No, we're not knocking on the door. We're busting in.
See, he's got it.
And we ain't waiting anymore to be champions. We're gonna win, gonna fight, yeah. This is Missouri, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tigers, yeah.
Hell yeah. What a great banger that was
that
back
was
in the day.
Such a banger.
It really was.
We're not knocking on the door. Yeah, it is.
Such a good song.
We're busting in. And we ain't waiting anymore to be champions.
Better SEC team. Mizzou. Not Tennessee.
Fight, yeah.
Yeah, this is Missouri. Yeah, we ain't no time. No, we in a hurry.
Screw red and blue. Yeah.
Living rent free in their heads. Yesterday in Missouri, KU basketball was trending.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
State of Missouri. Oh, hashtag KUB ball was trending in Missouri. Can't stay out of their domes. And now, with the camping scandal, I'm sure the Antlers are running over here to Lawrence right now.
Do you think Max ever heard this?
I mean, really? Really? Should we expect anything less than the absolute worst luck in the world, the worst refs in the world, the worst calls in the world, the worst bowls in the world, the worst seed in the tournament in the world? We're Missouri fans, dude. We're Tigers. We are destined to continue to fail and be disappointed year after year after year. That's who we are, period. Look at the history. Some Missouri alumni or something back in the long time ago made somebody very, very angry, and I think that somebody's the Lord. And it's just not happening for the Tigers,
not
man.
Happening.
Not happening.
Not happening for the Tigers, no. But they are busting in.
I mean,
Missouri will win a national championship and something, and still Missouri fans will be like, man, we're getting screwed.
Oh, no.
It's never going to work. We'll be terrible next year. But I don't think Missouri will ever win a national championship at anything, so they're not going to have to worry about that.
They won last night. They should be officially punched into the dance.
Yeah, that was a good win.
Lenardi had them as the first four in. They've gone from the last four out to the first four in to now I think they should solidify themselves into the dance. Because last night, if I'm looking at it from a March standpoint, that was a 12-5 upset.
Yeah, we're probably right around there, yeah.
That's either a 12-5 or a 13-4 upset.
Well, if you're one of the last few in, you are a 12 or a 13 usually, right? Because now they're giving the 16 seeds to all the
play-ins.
Yeah, the play-ins and stuff. Well, are they still doing that? Aren't there two 16s as a play-in and then like two 12s are a play-in?
Oh, yeah, this year they're changing it,
it's like an 11
right?
or something like
that. Oh, are they changing it this year? Because
wasn't this year the year or was last year the year?
I don't remember, but when they first started it, it wasn't always. Because I remember when they announced the play-in games, we were like, come on, what do we need these for? And they're like, we're all going to see these 16 seeds, big deal. And the NCAA at that time said, no, it's not just going to be 16 seeds. They had 11s, I think, that were playing. Whoever some of the last kind of, you know, four or five teams in or whatever it is, that's how they go about it. But it's never been just the 16 seeds.
Yeah. But it should be, you know, look, last night, big win, Denny Gates. I think personally, because it'd now be Vanderbilt and Tennessee, didn't get blown out by Arkansas. So I think last night was their official stamp to the dance. I don't think they have to worry about.
Well, it depends on what happens, though. I mean, you lose your next three and you get waxed in Tennessee on the first weekend of the first day of the tournament. You're not in.
Yeah, I mean, they have very good. I mean, it depends. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if they completely were to like lose out, yeah. I think that's the only way they're out. But they have really big wins on their resume. They've beaten Florida. They've beaten Vanderbilt. They've beaten Tennessee. They beat Kentucky on the road. Notre Dame was a bad loss. KU beat them early on in the season, but KU obviously I think has a chance to possibly see the Final Four if they all, you know, play like they did the other night. I mean, that's the team that you could see going for a while in the March Madness. I think KU could easily, I think you could put them in the Sweet 16. But if they play like they did against, who was that the other night that they had a big one? Houston. They play like that, like total team, and Peterson's there for most of the, like 30 minutes of the game. That's a dangerous team, man.
Was that the guy who was yelling after the Cags homer?
No, that's Cody being a quarterback to give his, you know, his. Is anybody jumping off sides?
I'm sure he. I mean,
hey Jay, did you see that new Paige Spiranic picture?
Yeah. That's offsides, my man. I tell you, that is a false start right there. What is he doing? Like, what is
that's
that?
That's a penalty.
That is a Juwan Taylor penalized. False start right there.
Well, he definitely didn't keep his head still. He tried to do the old Elway head nod.
The head nod, yeah. Yeah, the head nod, right? I mean, what... What is that?
Wait, what is the first?
I told you that's a false start. That is the first time false start. Remember the first time you false started, right? Right there. Juwan, remember that?
So good.
If that was my quarterback, I would probably be Darren Peterson and be like, take me out.
Yeah, I'm done. Guys, wait.
Wow. I mean, that's classic.
816 just ran a red light. Cody got my ass. Well done.
Oh man. Let me ask you this. Cody is a notorious do you know who I am guy, right? He walks around. And, well, the man cuts lines. I mean, how many stories we've heard from Cody cutting lines and being a line jumper and walking to the front and acting like, oh, I don't know. I just thought this was where the line was. You know, the stop and chat in the line where you stop, you chat, you think you're going to cut into the line and get to the front. Cody is an expert on that kind of stuff. There were people calling in from training camp years ago that he was cutting the snow cone line up there at training camp.
And was he trying to get Chris Jones one?
This was after the Chris Jones stuff.
I could relate to that for sure.
Yeah, right. Like people were not like pissed at Cody. They were pissed at Cody for cutting the lines. Yes. And I mean, yeah, he was doing it for the clicks. And so could you imagine Cody running the KU camping scandal though? Like that to me is right up Cody's alley. If anybody was going to run the KU camping scandal at this station, Cody Tapp would be the guy. He's a notorious line cutter. He doesn't follow the rules. And he's the guy at this station that I think would lead the KU camping scandal that's going on right now.
I agree.
Right?
I'm still dead in my head of the guy saying, Cody got my ass. I ran a red line.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I mean, this
that's
Riley
an
gal.
Underrated text.
This Riley gal's got nothing on Cody Tapp.
No.
Is that his daughter? Do we know?
No.
I'm Cody Tapp's daughter. I'm going to run the KU camping line and cheat.
816 football Pee Wee Herman. That's great.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yes.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman or Cody saying hut.
Exactly. Oh, that's perfect.
Can you come back with the Pee Wee Playhouse theme song too?
Absolutely.
I mean, that is an all-timer too. Yeah. I mean, you talk about something that somebody created when they were high as a kite, man. My God. Pee-wee's Playhouse. I watch that on the box every once in a while now. Holy crap. You know who's in Pee-wee's Playhouse? I think is it Sidney Poitier that plays the magician in there?
Maybe. I know that wasn't he in Mr. Rogers too?
I think so.
Oh, gosh.
So the odds have shifted for college basketball. For the number one overall pick, because Mac, have you ever seen Bill Simmons go back-to-back days on the pod on the NCAA?
Never happens. Never happens, dude. He's all in on AJ DeBanza again. He's talking about it again.
He's the new favorite now to be the number one overall pick over Darren Peterson. The offshore odds came out yesterday, and DeBanza's minus 150 to go number one. Darren Peterson second at plus 120 to go number one overall. So the odds have now shifted. Not that that matters, but I think a lot of people now believe the gambling public, guys, believes that Darren Peterson has created so much, noise around him that he's not going to go number one. So Vegas is looking at this and they're going, all right, we'll get people to load up on Darren Peterson not going number one and AJ DeBanza going number one. And that's now how Vegas is going to get money on both sides. Like if you're betting on who's going to go number one, this last 2 weeks has been a dream for the sports books, man, because now there is kind of controversy about who will go number one.
Yeah. It's a loaded draft this year. Cause I've been following Carlos Boozer's son, Cameron Boozer, since he started playing college basketball, because his resume is insane. Like from where he came from college basketball, obviously he's always had that field of expertise around him. So quite easily to be attained, but still you gotta do it, execute it, still like every level stay that way. Like all the national players, the state championships, the AAU team championship, the player of that tournament, now gonna be the national player of the year. We know that not gonna be number one overall. I think what we know is the top three picks in the NBA draft are as followed either Peterson, DeBanza, then Carlos Boozer, then I think it's Kayla Wilson, and then I think it's the local kid Wagler from Illinois at the fifth overall pick. Five freshmen. Ding, 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 ding.
Wagler's got the fifth best odds to be the number one overall pick behind Caleb Wilson. They're both at 150-1.
Wagler's going top five. I mean, he will be a point guard for an NBA team starting next year. I mean, it's crazy.
6 months ago, nobody knew who he was.
Not a recruit from K-State, Missouri, or KU.
Yeah,
went 25-0 one state.
One state. Yeah, yeah, I just don't understand.
And I guarantee you what Bill will say, because it's what he said about Alec Burks when he went to Colorado. Yeah, we screwed that up. You know, like everybody.
Yeah, that's a miss.
You miss. It happens.
But it's not just one miss. It's everybody's local miss.
But 100%. But Alec Burks was the same way. Yeah. Went on and played in the NBA for 10 years or whatever it was. Nobody locally recruited the kid out of Grandview. We're like, man, how come nobody's recruiting one? Bill's like, yeah, we missed on that one. It happens. People miss on talent all the time because some guys mature when they get to college, right? Some guys in high school, they're just not fully grown. And then they get to college and you're like, man, that guy grew up over the summer, got in the weight room, put a few more inches on his frame. And now all of a sudden he's taken that next step. He's matured to a level that he didn't have in high school. And that's what's happening with Wagler right now. I mean, he has taken a huge step at 150-1 to be the number one overall pick. I mean, good Lord, good man. Yeah. You know, 2 months ago, he wasn't probably going to be a first-round draft pick. Now, with the way that he's played, we're talking about a top-five pick potentially for this kid.
Kind of millions of dollars of difference.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Absolutely. And maybe it's better that the schools missed on him. And things happened for a reason. He ended up at Illinois, and you know now he may be a top pick in this draft.
Coming up next, we've got One Word with Mac Morey plus Brett Veach audio of where the season could be headed. And
please, Papa!
Other things coming around the corner here on 96.5 The Fan.
Please, Papa.
You're home for Kansas City Sports.
It's not super long. Yeah.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
We asked a question today on the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question on the Fan 965. What player could change the opinion on them more with these things happening? Darren Peterson takes KU to a Final Four. We saw a text earlier. I am a diehard KU fan. All is forgiven if we do get to a Final Four. I'll love him. There's also people that do not want to see a running back getting taken at number 9 in the draft. There's also a lot of people that wanted Breece Hall, who is now going to be franchise tagged. I think that is a dream you can see flutter away into the distance. So what if the Chiefs took Jeremiah Love at 9? Would that change your opinion on taking a running back at 9 if the name is Jeremiah Love? So far, 74 votes and 74% of people had said Darren Peterson, Final Four. So there's your way, Darren Peterson. You want all forgiven? You want, not that he cares, but it would be kind of funny if KU's going to the Final Four and Darren Peterson has like 46 points in the Elite Eight game.
But what if Darren Peterson doesn't play big in the tournament, right? What if he's just like he was the other night, which is okay. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, it just becomes a team player. And they win the national championship.
Which I'm not saying he hasn't been that, by the way.
Exactly.
I'm just saying he didn't need his 35.
Right. Yeah. We don't need Darren Peterson to go out there and have to score 40 every game. If he just goes out there and scores, I don't know, 15 to 20 points a game and looks like, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, that's all you can ask for, right? I mean, the impression during the regular season, we get so worked up. Kansas basketball fans, Chiefs football fans, right? Those guys are in the same category right now because for the most part, when you walk into a season right now, save last year for the Chiefs, your expectation should be a Super Bowl, right? And if you're a Kansas basketball fan, every year with Bill Self, your expectation should be going to the Final Four. Those should be your expectations every year when you wake up as a fan of both of those teams. And I think for a lot of folks during the offseason, you think, yeah, Final Four, Final Four, Final Four. And then the regular season, you know, starts and everybody kind of forgets what the goals are. And the goals are for every team that's on the same level as a Kansas or a Kansas City Chiefs type of team. Your goal is to be playing in that final weekend if you're a basketball team and the final weekend if you're a football team. And anything short of those goals is, you know, is unacceptable for a lot of fans. But when you're in the course of the regular season and you're getting yourself so worked up over what's taking place on a Tuesday in February or a Monday night in October, and you get so mad at these players, you realize we're still not at the end game yet. Like, we are so far away. But that's the beauty of sports. We get caught up in the moment, and we forget about what the end game is. And if Kansas goes to the Final Four and Darren Peterson's part of this team, he provided everything you wanted as a Kansas basketball fan, and probably then some.
And I want to be clear on this, because people on the Twitter page of it's Retro Dad or Retro Gamer Dad 17, how would drafting Love change an opinion on him? So to specify, there are people, a lot of, in Kansas City that do not want the Chiefs taking a running back in round one. But if Breece Hall is tagged and not an option, let's say that Travis Etienne is no longer an option, then I wonder if your opinion would shift to be like, you know what, I'm actually okay with Jeremiah Love at nine. That's where I'm getting that at. So I understand the confusion that could be there, but that's where we're at. It has nothing to do with Jeremiah Love as a person.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I think the perspective so far, this entire offseason has been D-line, wide receiver, maybe a safety if Caleb Downs were to be there. But now we think he's going to be going lower in the draft than at nine. So that's why I'm saying
like, he'll be there.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, again, it's the vampire Kuiper.
That's, yeah, one mock draft.
Never really that.
And again, he's the other guy. As Bigley even talked about, everybody reacts to Mel Kuiper, and everybody knows, like everybody talks about Mel Kuiper. He's never right. He's one of the worst draft analysts out there, right, of predicting, but he was always the first. And then he releases a mock draft, and he goes, well, Mel Kuiper said this. But meanwhile, you were telling me Mel Kuiper is never any good at what he's putting out in his fantasy or his mock draft. And so,
Or fantasy.
Either one works. But if you're going to sit here as a person and go, Mel Kuiper, I don't really care what he says because his mock drafts are never right, then you can't overreact when he puts Jeremiah Love going to your favorite team at number nine because, well, Mel Kuiper said it. Yeah, but Mel Kuiper's never right. Like, the odds tell you Kuiper's going to be wrong on whoever he picks to go to whatever team, you know?
Yeah, because go ahead. Yeah,
no, sorry. I was saying that's the other thing. He was all over Shedeur Sanders being a first-round draft pick. And so some of what Mel Kuiper says, a lot of people have said, well, maybe the agents and him are having conversations, and he's trying to, you know, prop some guys up. So just take it for what it's entertainment. It's fun. It doesn't mean anything at all, though, that just because Mel Kuiper said they're going to have a guy taken at number nine, that doesn't mean the Chiefs are thinking like that and shouldn't be thinking about what Mel Kuiper thinks.
And the reason I bring that up is because I don't think this comes from the 6-2-0. I don't think running back is our biggest issue. They need to shore up the D-line. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's why I am, too.
If you're like, I want the D, and exactly, like, I'm with you. I think Max with you. I want the best defensive edge piece that you can add to this team to get younger and more athletic on the defensive line. Especially if you're going to bring back Trent McDuffie, that's going to help him out as well. And like Mac had said earlier, putting him in his actual spot of defense, which is covering slot corners, playing the nickel corner or whatever you want to call that. I don't know, XYZ or whatever they are, but like that guy, right? Like in the middle of the field, not on the outside of the field where you've got 6'4" giants just catching toss up balls against Trent McDuffie, which we have seen. If there is a weakness in his game, that is it.
That's it. 50-50. Yeah.
So, and that's why I'm saying, like, you want defense, but then all of a sudden you see all these guys gone, and you're like, damn, dude. And then it's like, with the ninth pick, the Kansas City Chiefs select Jeremiah Love, running back, Notre Dame. You'd be like, okay, like,
yeah, that's the reaction. You nailed it. Yeah.
Because then you're going to shift and be like, oh, man, what is it? Light boxes, heavy boxes? What did the Chiefs see? What did the statue saw, Mac?
Yeah, this is good stuff that I saw yesterday. It's getting me excited about Jeremiah. This is what fans are going to start doing once he gets drafted to the Chiefs. I'm saying when it's going to happen, but we'll see. You know what I mean? Yeah. He faced the lowest rate of light boxes in this draft class last season, 35% of his attempts. When he did face a box with six or fewer defenders, he averaged over 9 yards a carry. The Chiefs face the most light boxes in the NFL, over 70% of the time, because they don't believe they're going to run. They don't respect you, and they're just going to go, okay, Mahomes beat us.
But what happens when they do start respecting the run, then what does that do with your Jeremiah Love stats?
You got heavy boxes, and now Mahomes is facing man coverage.
Okay, so you're good with that.
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic.
Okay, all right, so the way you just explained it, I went, all right, let's draft them then.
And that's what I'm saying. And then you'll see a highlight of him breaking a tackle, and then you will immediately be like, okay, it's actually going to be awesome. I wanted to run the football. Brett Veach is going to do it.
Yeah.
That's how quickly it'll happen.
And that's the Twitter poll question right there.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think, you know, once, if he's drafted by the Chiefs, like right now we can say, I don't want a running back. There's more issues, which
there are.
There obviously are. And look, I think if you sign, Etienne in free agency, then you don't need to draft Jeremiah Love at number nine. So next week, the 11th, a week from Monday, when the legal tampering period begins, and we'll see what the Chiefs do in free agency, I do think that will dictate a lot of what they do in the draft, because I don't know. I think it's foolish if you sign a running back and then take one in the top 10. I mean, that's just me. So if they go out and sign a running back, probably not going to take Jeremiah Love. And that's why I'd be interested to hear from Binkley, too. Like, how much free agency is going to change the potential direction of what this organization is going to do? Because, again, if you sign a running back, you don't need one at number nine. And so now you can start looking at some of those other positions that we all covet, like defensive line or potentially a bigger wide receiver on the outside.
Next play. So I did get some context. I text Cody. I was like, can you give me the background story of this quarterback cadence?
He said,
he said, we were talking rules for the NFL, and I said, it should be a 50-yard penalty when QBs go up to the line to fake snap count before taking the penalty and punting. So then he said, I decided to emulate what they would try to do and to draw them offsides. And that's where you get the false start. Juwan Taylor.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, Brett Veach spoke yesterday. These are the words he used with his off-season plan.
I think every year, it's a challenge. And you know, we do have some flexibility with how we're set up to do some different things. But you know, it's not like we have $90 million in cap space. You know, we have to execute an efficient game plan and free agency. And then we got to nail these picks. And that'll be important for us to keep this run going. Obviously, we had a step back last year and everyone's disappointed. But everyone's motivated. And you know, even the coaching staff, too. Like I said, the last few years, we haven't had a chance to really get with them much before the combine. And right after that Vegas game, I mean, those guys were all in and it was exciting and energetic in a way just to get out there. And I think the last few years, you know, we were kind of just like in a maintenance stage. And now we're trying to just rebuild this thing again. And I think for a GM and a personnel staff, that's exciting.
So we've heard that now twice after listening to that again. And I hear the same thing Spags has said. We've actually had some time to like talk to these guys and figure it out. So again, we talk about, you know, Darren Peterson, hey, you want the narrative to change on what people have to say when it comes to some of your, you know, playing time and all that. And there's people out there that are critical of Brett Veach, what he'll do. We've never seen him at nine. I trust Brett Veach to be the man with all this time. But that's where it's like, okay, you've had your time. I am going to solidify my trust that you are going to figure this out. And I think that's why a lot of people look at this draft to be the biggest for Brett Veach.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think also, too, that people don't give enough credit to having that time. And you know, winning is awesome, but it also is a scramble. And for 10 years, the Chiefs done a marvelous job of not letting winning really derail anything and get in the way of still winning the following year. It finally caught up to them, you know, this past season, obviously. And then you hit the reset button. It's not normal for teams to go 20 years like the Patriots did and never suffer, you know, a down season or a missed playoffs or anything like that. Like 6-11 is you know, part of the norm for what happens in professional sports. And now you have that opportunity to hit that reset button, which playing in the Super Bowl is great. But again, it is another 6 weeks more than anybody else is playing in the NFL. And you're 6 weeks behind everything and you're focused on games. You're not focused on the combine. And now, since they ended the season prematurely this year, you've had those extra 6 weeks to truly focus on the draft and the combine. And I think with a full kind of focus on this part of the season, I think the Chiefs can be great, because when they focus on things and they have the opportunity to put things together, they're pretty damn good at what they do as an organization.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Dusty, you're scaring children.
Apparently.
With that sound bite. 785, my child just turned to me and said, what's that sound? I still don't know what to tell them.
Are we talking about the Cody's? That's your mom and I on a Tuesday.
Oh, no. Don't ruin that kid's day or life.
We get tacos.
Should play the Cody snap count and then play the Shannon Sharp phone video.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Love it.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Shout out to Elijah
Johnson.
Finally getting into sports. He loves Fesco and Dusty. Listens every morning on the way to school. Shout out Elijah.
Way to go, Elijah.
There we go, buddy.
I don't want to meet you someday and you say I grew up listening to you.
Get ready.
That means Bob's on his way out.
win.
Damn right.
That's what Stu Gotts told me at Radio Row. He said, damn, dude, you're a legend. You mind if I get a picture? He goes, damn it. Hey, when people call me legends, that means it's coming in to an end.
Yep. Coming fast to an end.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get to it. One word on, we talked about it a little bit earlier, KU campus student drama with tickets and basketball games. There's a lottery system. Apparently,
like the NBA's?
Apparently, exactly. This was rigged exactly the same way. Some DMs were leaked from this girl who was leading, who was the campus leader or whatever, on the student tickets. One word.
Hysterical. I was dying when I read this because, number one, I've got a lot of buddies whose kids are involved in this because they're up there at KU that have been camping for these games. I got another kid that I know kind of involved on the ground floor with all of this stuff. He asked me not to use his name on the air. I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, it's hysterical. I mean, it is so damn funny. And what the funny thing about all of this is the way that the camping leadership of KU tweeted about it and basically put out a press release on this thing. And it says, we are aware of a message sent by one of our camping leaders describing the falsification of a numbered chip some groups pulled this morning at the lottery. With this being the final home game of her senior year, a selfish action was taken that goes against what ourselves as a group and the entire student body believes in. These two groups have now been moved to the bottom of the order, and Riley will no longer be associated with camping leadership. The integrity of Kansas basketball is essential to us, and we are taking action to keep all lotteries fair and honest. Nothing is bigger than KU basketball, and we will hold our members to the same standard, signed campus leadership, or camping leadership, I should say. So the camping leadership, they threw Riley under the bus.
See you, Riley.
Riley, complete your case on 96.5 The Fan on a show we call Fesco and Dusty. Please. Mac Morey will set everything up for you to plead your innocence.
I know every person in this city.
So if you need help with that, my one word, though, is drama.
Because,
I mean, this
great.
Is nothing more than college drama. I mean, my biggest drama in college was people pissed about certain bars doing happy hours and certain bars not.
Yeah. So that's your biggest? My biggest scandal in college for me was the Crossing only having two pitchers on dollar pitcher night. So I had to bring my own. I rectified that fast.
Yeah, that's easy.
What was the biggest drama you did?
I mean, there was a rock in the middle of the campus that lots of stuff was painted on. There was a student that did something. Yeah, some actual drama. Not good stuff. Yeah,
that's like
great
real drama. But this stuff at KU.
In the South, no way.
Yeah, in the South, really?
Yeah, right. Wow. Shockingly, in the South, exactly. There was inappropriateness.
Guy!
But no, this whole thing at KU is the greatest campus drama because for these people that are involved in it right now, this is a big deal.
It's their life right now.
For the rest of us, this is hysterical.
Yes. Also, good for her for taking the Darren Peterson distraction and putting it direct.
That's
great
right. Yeah,
move.
She did. That's what everybody
that's
should
an
say, man.
Unselfish move.
Darren
for her.
Peterson should thank Riley for that move. Yeah.
Courtside seats right behind Bill Self. She's got her student section of waves.
Yeah. You think Dana camps out for the KU games? I think she would. I think Dana would be up there camping out for the KU games.
One word next.
All right, USA averaged 20.7 million viewers. They peaked at 26 million live viewers for that golden match game against Canada Sunday morning. One word.
America, baby. America got up and watched. It was the highest rated sporting event that started before 9 a.m. in TV history. Now, how many of them have started before 9 a.m. other than the NFL games in Europe? Not many, probably. But still, a pretty damn good number. And if that was a 1 o'clock game, you know, more people would have watched.
Yeah,
because the entire West Coast was still in bed. That started at 7 o'clock our time. You got California, Washington, and Oregon all asleep because it's 5 a.m. out there. That game starts a couple hours later. That number is a lot bigger.
Yeah, I think it's time and place, one word for both ones, right? Like, it's obviously you're playing over in Milan, so it's that early, so it's kind of an anomaly. But also, like, no one cared, right? Kind of like when the Chiefs and Dolphins played in Germany. It's going to be a 8 o'clock kickoff for you guys here. Doesn't matter. You will readjust the night before to adjust to the day off, right? Does that make sense? Like Saturday, you were like, I don't need to get too wild. I'm going to be up at 6:45 to watch this hockey game. That's sleeping in for us, so it's easy. But wonder how many people
revise their Sunday for that 2.5 hour block, because that's astonishing. 20 million, man, that's great.
It's awesome.
That's great.
Loved it.
Did you know ratings for the Olympics were up 96% from the last Winter Olympics? Now that's because they were in China. The timing was terrible around the world.
Streaming,
you know,
Peacock,
streaming, yeah, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, the audience that they got for the Olympics was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
I wonder if the Masters peak hits 20 million.
I could see that. I think who's part playing? Of it depends on the tournament.
Yeah, like if Sunday it's Scotty and Rory,
yeah, exactly,
at like, I don't know, 2 o'clock. I wonder if that peaks at 20.
I think it could get there.
Is Tiger playing on the final day too? Because I mean, then it will definitely peak.
We didn't talk about this. I don't think this will get 20 million. Mayweather versus Pacquiao. They're expected to take place in September at the Las Vegas Sphere. One word.
Woof. Fart. No.
Sad. Get bent.
I literally will not watch this.
This is sad. Why is this sad?
Well, because, like, let it go, man. Like, it's time to move on, right?
Yeah. They're making millions of dollars.
Oh, I know they are, but like, it's also sad for the people that are going to watch this.
That's
too.
That's sad. You know? I agree with that.
People are going to put their boxing pants on and go, I'm going to watch this fight. Why? Yeah, I don't need to watch
I'll miss it.
Boxing has become so irrelevant. As we talked about a couple of weeks ago, nobody knows who the heavyweight champ is. You don't know who the heavyweight champ is, you don't have a sport. Because the heavyweights have been what everybody looks at in boxing all the time. You don't have that heavyweight champ. Nobody knows what's going on there. That's a sport that's seen better days.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my one word is woof. Yeah. I'm not interested. I don't care. It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, if you want to watch it and all that sort of stuff, it's just no.
Yeah, you do you, boo, right?
Yeah.
But not for me.
All right, how about ABS? We're a few spring training games in. We've seen our boy Freddie Fermin. He's been calling out umps regularly. He's got such a good eye. There was one that, I mean, it was the slightest bit on
Ray
the corner.
That one yesterday that was on the corner
with
that
Fermin?
Just
Ray Charles. Dude, Fermin is unbelievable.
Well, no,
that one was unbelievable. Yeah, the one you sent.
Yeah, the one from yesterday's
dead
game. Down the center of the plate. I mean, Ray Charles could have seen that was a strike. I hope these umpires get so embarrassed. They've been on the peak of like looking down on everybody for years and thinking you're better than everybody else. They're finally getting their comeuppance right now, and I like it. That thing was right down the center of the
dead
play
center.
Like a perfect, like, just get me over strike one, and the umpire calls it a ball, immediately challenge, they should right down the center of the plate.
Yeah, umps are going to be getting embarrassed a little bit.
Well, so are pitchers and batters. It can be both, because there will be a pitcher that will literally be like, you know,
challenge it. Well, does the catcher have to, or does the, can the pitcher?
It could be the pitcher, it could be the catcher, it could be the batter, it could be from the dugout. I think that's it. Like, the shortstop can't challenge.
And
or
you
anything
get how
like
many
that.
Challenges?
You get two.
A game.
Correct, incorrect, two.
If it's correct, you keep it, yeah. Okay. Incorrect, you lose it, but, you know.
And there's no discussion, like, pitchers and catchers, because that way I haven't seen it, just hold up the hand.
So how it goes, if you're at Kauffman Stadium, right, and you have your serve side in your hand, and you see Salvador Perez tap his head, that big crown. They will step out of the batter's box. The catcher will take his face mask up. They'll look at the crown. They'll show like the and it'll be like,
but I'm
ball. That's it.
Yeah, it's extremely fast.
It takes 2 seconds. You don't even know what happens.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I guess I'm just thinking about from a team strategy standpoint.
Yeah, okay.
It's like,
teams are talking about that
decision.
No, teams are talking about that. I've been reading a lot of what Terry Francona has been saying about it, and it's going to be something that is a group consensus. Now, you don't have obviously much time to do it, but it can't be like if you're pissed off and you go up there as a batter and use one of these challenges.
On.
Yeah, because you're mad. You can't do that kind of stuff because then you're costing your team. So it's going to be a situation where they kind of come to a consensus. But again, the 20-second pitch clock, so it's got to be very, very fast to do that. I'm sure the batter, they'll look over real fast and, okay, go, and do it and see what happens. But, yeah, it's supposed to be a consensus is what teams are doing. I just don't think you can allow your players to go rogue with that because they're going to have their emotions and their feels, and it wouldn't be
that's kind of what I was thinking.
The best,
I just can't wait until the bases are loaded, 3-2 pitch, and it's an ABS review in the bottom of the ninth, and it's like, check it. Ball. Go ahead and cross home plate. Game over. Coming up on the other side, Face Off. I want to describe what that is. Not the Nick Cage, John Travolta movie. Peach for hours. But local and national faces here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Oh, gosh.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that sucks.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5, The Fan.
And they wonder why our generation was a messed up mess growing up. My sister sent me this yesterday, which I find very funny. And it's a tweet from @LloydLegalist. And it says, therapist, did you experience any anxiety when you're a child? And she said, well, and then it's all this stuff that we experienced, you know, as a kid, from like weird, like Martians to the game Perfection, to the missing kid on the milk carton, to the, you know, the kid climbing the rope and this like creeper from, that person was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I think. Oh yeah, that's the cast. Not the castle, but the
Tuesday Queen Tuesday, or yeah, you know, whoever that was. They also had a guy on Mr. Rogers, which I look back now, like Mayor McFeely. Like I think that was
not
like,
Mayor McCheese.
No, not Mayor McCheese. It was like Mr. McFeely. It was Mr. McFeely, and I think he was the postman back on that show. But yeah, like our generation. Yeah, you want to know why we have anxiety? Because of all this crap we had to deal with as a child growing up, and that was our entertainment, Pee-wee's Playhouse, which was bizarre as it gets. Have you watched that, Doc?
I got like 3/4 the way
about
through
what
it,
I did too,
and
yeah,
then it just kind of got to the point where I'm like, okay, he was just, the best synopsis I can give you is that he was a independent, like free-spirited actor that finally succumbed to this role.
Yeah.
And then it took off and he could never be anybody else again.
Yep.
And then basically he does this entire documentary. Plus he had the scandal of the theater.
Well, that's why big reason I don't go to movies is because of him.
And I think there's worse stuff in the theaters than that, but no. And then it basically, like, they tell you in the doc, like, by the way, he didn't tell any of the producers that he was dying.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Like, he didn't tell anybody that he had cancer and he was, you know, going to be
gone. Which I'm totally into that move nowadays, because, like, we've seen these people that have passed away. What's the guy that played Black Panther?
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman. And everyone's like, wait, he died? He's like, yeah, dude, he's had this illness for a while, but it was nobody's
colon
business.
Colon cancer, another guy.
Yeah,
too soon with colon cancer.
And it was just nobody's business. So, my sister is older than I am. She's 3 years older than I am. She grew up. She had the doll.
Let me tell you, my sister had that doll
because it made her freak out. Imagine, like, you know, you go to bed, you're like, oh yeah, it's my pee-wee. You wake up,
My sister had the doll too, right? And it became a big thing in our family that to this day, my dad will still look at me and go, I hate the pee-wee. I go, yes, because I hated it too, because you pulled that damn string. I know you are, but what am I?
I thought it was. Also, have you ever seen Jim Carrey do the impersonation of Pee Wee Herman?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's spot on, dude.
Perfect.
I had a foil ball when I was younger. I wanted to get a big ass foil ball like he did, but I mean, watch that now. Just go back and watch it. You got a genie with a head. You got a talking chair. You got Samuel L. Jackson that shows up as a cowboy. Like, it's, and then you got the secret word of the day. And so anytime somebody says the secret, maybe we should start doing that. The secret word of the day.
Yeah.
And everybody starts screaming, and then caller number 5 wins, you know, $50 or something like that. Maybe we should get back into.
Somebody says Lawrence Fishburne was Cowboy
Lawrence
Curtis.
Fishburne. Yeah. What did I say? I said Sidney Poitier, Lawrence Fishburne.
Sidney Poitier was on Mr. Rogers when they did the iconic scene of both men putting their feet in the water.
Okay.
Or Mr. Rogers, yes.
To, like, break the racial divide.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Because if you watch another good, it's like a biofilm. It's Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers.
I have not seen that, and I hear it's awesome. I guess I should watch it. Yeah, I got lost on that. I don't know why I never watched that one. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, with the Pee-wee's Playhouse thing, though, I mean, like, this the secret word of the day was so weird. And the whole thing, I mean, the flying bike and
Movie bangs.
The movie's really good.
I loved the show. I loved it.
Yeah. My favorite part that makes me lose my mind every time in the movie is 2 points. Number one, when he puts the big ear on the shop, he's like, ha! And then he puts the giant hitchhiker's thumb on. He's like, I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it just cracks me.
Mine's the Large Marge. Tell him Large Marge sent you.
Better believe it.
And au revoir, Pee-wee. Au revoir, Simone.
Yeah. I mean, and then every show, every Pee-wee's Playhouse ended with the genie going, Mecca, Lecca, Hi, Mecca, Hiney, Ho. Oh. Mecca, Lecca, Hi, Mecca, Hiney, Ho. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, and we watched it. And we loved every minute of it. Guy was weird.
You got to have a certain...
Yeah.
I don't know. To play that character.
Yeah,
that
of course.
Long
that life. Long and be an adult and run around like a child like that.
I know you are, but what am I?
Hey, Jerry.
So I want to get into... We've only got a short time before we get the 8 o'clock block and go to commercial, but I want to get this face-off conversation in here because I think there is a way. Stop me if you've heard this before. That maybe the best baseball player and the best football player play in the same parking lot for now. But they play in the same parking lot, right? Bobby, Patrick, right? We know that. Who's the face of the NBA, Mac? And please tell me the right answer as of right now, today.
Yeah, I'd say Victor Wembanyama is getting into that atmosphere.
And he will excel that role because I am very concerned in 28 when the U.S. play the French team in the Olympics in Los Angeles. Yeah. That will be if that game's on at 7 a.m., there's a good chance we see
up. That's
right?
5 a.m. LA time. NBA players ain't getting up for that.
No, that'll be a prime time
game. 7 o'clock game. You know?
But at that level of the stage,
9 o'clock here, right? That's too late.
Wembanyama will then take off even more so, especially 100%. If he plays the way he could possibly play. Wembanyama will be the face of the NBA, right? So then you move on to because that's an Olympic stage, right? Like that's look at the. Hollebach. Last night he got the presidential honor of freedom.
The Medal of Freedom. Medal of freedom. How cool is that, right?
Medal of Freedom.
That's awesome.
World stage, right? Yeah. Things change dramatically. And then you look at baseball. What's getting ready to happen? The World Baseball Classic, right? World stage.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially the Olympics of baseball. This is as close as we can get, right? Even though I think baseball should
28?
Be. The, yeah, 2028, it will be in the Olympics. But again, this is kind of where the topic stays fresh.
Do we know if major leaguers will be in? Because we've got this new CBA yet.
We don't know yet. But it might be after this year, the next time we see major leaguers
play
baseball.
But if you're a major league baseball player, you better demand to be in the Olympics.
Right. So you look at what Bobby Witt Jr. could possibly do in the World Baseball Classic. Mike Trout is no longer that player in baseball. Bryce Harper is no longer that player in baseball. I'm saying from a perspective of can gain more popularity. Trout and Harper can stay relevant in their area, but Bobby Witt Jr., we saw what the Home Run Derby did to Americans watching that, and everyone's like, oh man, this guy really is a solid baseball player. Bobby Witt Jr. puts on a show, and United States wins gold. Let's say he has a home run in the gold medal game. Who will be the face of baseball? Is it Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, I think so.
But Bobby Witt Jr. would have an argument.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think Shohei's going to be tough to upset as the kind of
now
the
where
face.
It's where I don't think it's tough is because the language barrier.
True. Yeah.
And I think that does play a fact in when people follow the sport, at least from this area. Now, obviously, Japan's huge, baseball, everything. Football, there is no Olympics. But the Super Bowl is so damn big, it might as well be the Olympics of football.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has already done that 3 times as he won gold. Who's the face of the NFL?
There's no question.
Yeah. So not only do you maybe have two of the best athletes in the same parking lot, you might have two of the faces of the world on two sports in American major sports, in baseball and football, because of what athletes can succeed at the world stage. So if Bobby Wood Jr. goes out there and just absolutely destroys the World Baseball Classic and Team USA wins gold and he's a major part of it, and now his name is out there like we're talking about, that the old boy that got the goal and old boy that was saving all the goals, like all these guys, right? Like Jack Hughes and Hollebach,
those were names I didn't even know existed until Sunday morning. And partially that's my fault. But that could be the same thing that you could say as a baseball person that's not really understanding who Bobby Witt Jr. is. And maybe that's something you could say about, you know, a guy like Victor Wembanyama, where, yeah, he's Team France, but he's going to make people hate, and he's also going to make people love and respect. And that's also something that Bobby Witt Jr. can do, and that's something that we've very well seen Patrick Mahomes do.
Yeah, I just wish Bobby Witt had the personality of Vinny Pasquantino. Then he would absolutely 100% be the face of Major League Baseball, but that's not who he is. He's just a baseball player. But if he had that personality side like Vinny has or Salvi has, man, he would be a superstar in Major League Baseball. And so, like, if you're looking at something for Bobby to work on, get out of your shell a little bit more. But hey, that's who he is, right? You can't say anything about who somebody is as a person and make them into somebody that they want to be. His skills will carry him. But I think also, too, if he had that person.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Personality of Vinny Pasquantino and played at this level, that would be a rare player in all sports because you don't normally see guys that have it like that, right? And so Bobby's going to be just fine. He's going to play baseball. He's going to be one of the great baseball players that we've seen, obviously, in this town. I hope the national stage will appreciate him as much as we appreciate him here in Kansas City. But with baseball, you tend to only appreciate your own, you know?
We also appreciate people that are in Indianapolis, and today we dive into Matt McMullen, who is there at the Combine in Indianapolis. That's a
hard
tough
to say.
In Indianapolis is Matt McMullen. Hey, what in go Indy. Man here on 96.5 The Fan. You're on for Kansas City Sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little less 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's.
Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.